This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Real versus fake voting issues may mean paper ballots and hand counts again. Hillary Clinton on a book tour and Donald Trump on his maiden voyage with the United Nations, where he could take advantage of the opportunity to plug one of his branded properties across the street and threaten to annihilate a small country, reminds all of us that the American election was nearly 1 year ago last November. It's officially fall again on the calendar, no matter how warm it seems in country after country. Amazingly, we are still talking about the election. For many, it seems just like yesterday. Special prosecutor and former FBI chief Robert Mueller is starting to let subpoenas fall like so many leaves all over Washington, D.C., as he tries to determine the impact the Russians had on the election and how deeply connected they were to the Trump campaign apparatus. In fact, just yesterday, a year too late, the Department of Homeland Security alerted 22 states that they had reason to believe that their voting systems were being hacked before the last election. The 22 states that were confirmed by the Associated Press through calls to all 50 state election commissions were the battlegrounds of Florida, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and Wisconsin, as well as Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Illinois, Iowa, Maryland, Minnesota, North Dakota, Oklahoma, Oregon, Texas, and Washington. Meanwhile, the president quickly tweets that none of this had any effect on the election. Who knows, maybe he's right, but rather than spending his time tweeting about it, maybe his energy would be better spent at this point making sure election systems are protected and secure. Instead, he has an election commission ostensibly chaired by Vice President Pence, but really nothing more than another platform for crazy Chris Kobach, Kansas Secretary of State and putative gubernatorial candidate there, to claim there was voting fraud in order to prevent more people from having their constitutional right to vote in the future. Something is just plain back-asswards about all of this. Kobach and his fake election integrity commission just got caught in one of his standard partisan stunts when they held a hearing in New Hampshire, where he then unilaterally preempted the outfit before they could meet by claiming there were over 5,000 fraudulent votes that were sufficient enough to have theoretically made the difference in both the last Senate and presidential outcomes in that state. When pulled short by the election commissioner in the state and the outrage in his own fake committee because he was discounting the fact that students are allowed to register and vote in New Hampshire since they spend the majority of their year there, almost all the votes he is claiming to be illegal were in college towns. Like a schoolboy, he essentially just said, "My bad." What a farce. We need a real election commission to look at real problems like how to secure and protect the ballot, not the Kobach program of how to prevent people from voting. Let the Russians play with that while Americans figure out how to get the maximum votes and make sure they're counted fair and square. Some states have canceled contracts for new computer voting systems. Are we going to end up going back to paper ballots and hand counting while Trump tweets and Kobach acts out for the headlines and no one pays attention to the real problems in protecting our elections and voting systems? This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.